This is the chat with Mrs. Burns, third grade.
I'm Sir Jane.
I'm Emmy.
I'm Nolan.
I'm Caitlin.
I'm Kelly.
I'm Will.
And I'm Harrison. And, hi, this is the chat with Mrs. Burns, third grade. Today our central question is, how does our community help children in need? We are joined by our special guest, Mrs. Brown, former executive director of Hepzibah. Thanks for being on the chat. Mrs. Brown.
Thank you, I'm here.
So we're gonna ask our first question.
All right.
What does Hepzibah mean?
Oh, that's a good question. Hepzibah?
Sorry, what is Hepzibah?
Okay, what is Hepzibah? Hepzibah is a child welfare agency that was started in 1897. The founder of Hepzibah named it after her mother, and it was from the book of the, it's from the Bible, and it Hepzibah means comforting mother. And when it started, it took in children who had no place to live. It was an orphanage. And then it changed as from an orphanage in the 1970s, and it started to provide daycare for children whose parents worked and they had no place to put their kids before and after school. Should I keep going?
No. Our second question.
Why do kids come to Hepzibah?
Okay. In the late 1970s, we started a program for foster children. There was a family in Oak Park whose mother died. She fell down the stairs. And she had three children, and they had no place to go. And so Hepzibah began to open its arms and its love for children whose parents died or for some reason couldn't take care of them. So then we started a group at Hepzibah where 26 kids can live until we can find somebody to take care of them. And we also have foster care, and we also do adoption so that children, if they find the right home, can be adopted by them. So now we have four programs. We have daycare, Head Start for younger kids, and we have foster care, adoption, and then we have 26 kids who live at Hepzibah. And they're between the ages of 3 and 10. And those kids live there.
Do kids you see have special needs?
We take kids who have special needs, yes. We take children who have been severely abused. We take children who's have had mental health issues, which means they've been so abused that a lot of them think it's their fault, and so then they begin to abuse themselves. We take kids whose parents have hurt them a lot. Like we have a boy, maybe that was his parents set him on fire, and so he was recovering from serious burns. We've had children who've had their arms and legs broken. Their parents have to go to jail, so they have no place to go, and they don't want to live in a family yet because they're afraid of family. They're afraid that someone else is going to hurt them. So Hepzibah is like a calm, relaxing place for them to kind of get themselves back together.
What are some of the things Hepzibah does to help the kids?
Okay, well, the first thing we do is we try to let them stay in the same school. So a lot of kids have trouble in school because they've had no one to help them. So we get them into school, And we make sure that most kids come to us without enough clothes. And so the first thing we do is get them a new pair of shoes, because they really love shoes. And so we make sure they get clothes. We go shopping and make sure they get clothes. Then we get them in school. And then we talk to them a lot about it's not their fault that they're there. We talk to them about, we give them a therapist to talk to them. And then we teach them things like they might not have learned before, like, you know, how to eat with silverware, or we give them a teenage big brother or a big sister. Let's see, we try to celebrate their birthdays for them, because a lot of the kids haven't had their birthday celebrated. And then we teach them how to do fun things like garden, or learn how to ride a bike, or learn how to roller skate. So we try to make them feel like a part of the community. And a couple of years ago, we were able to take all the kids that lived at Hepzibah to Washington, D.C. President Obama invited us. So the kids went to the White House, and they got to meet the president's dog, Bo. But do you know what they did when they went to the White House? Do you know what they wanted to do?
What?
They wanted to count and see how many bathrooms there were. Isn't that kind of funny?
Mm-hmm.
And there were 42 bathrooms in the White House that we counted.
Okay, next question.
Are kids that come to Hepzibah scared?
Yes, they're very scared. Okay, just think about it. Usually the police come get you if you've been abused, and you come to a big house that you don't know where you are. And most of the times you've been to the hospital, because the hospital checks out to make sure if there's anything wrong with you, and then you come. And so, yes, so what we do is when they come in, my office is like a big, nice living room, and every child that comes in gets a bear with their name on a T-shirt. And we give them a nice pair of pajamas, and we just try to make them feel comfortable. But it's hard because they are scared. And also, kids think it's their fault that they got it hurt. They think they did something wrong. So, yes, they are scared.
Okay.
What's the most important thing Hepzibah does?
I think the most important thing is to help children know that they're loved, that somebody wants to take care of them so that they're loved and that they can make it, that they can make it in the world, that they're not going to be discarded and that they can make it. They don't need to be discouraged.
What does Hepzibah mean?
Hepzibah means, the word Hepzibah means comforting mother from the Bible, and it means comforting mother, which is a good name because that's what we do, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
That's what we do is try to comfort children. And then, you know, once they're there for a while, we try to find a home for them. And then that's called foster care when they go into a home. And so we've had kids from Oak Park and River Forest, and there might even be kids that you know that are in foster care. And that's when they go to a family that has extra room in their heart and in their house, and they take kids in, and they provide foster care. We try to work with the parents, the biological parents, to see if the kids can go home again. Because kids really love their mom and dad, even if they've been hurt. So we really work with parents a lot. But if they can't go home, then we bring them to foster care. And I have lots of friends of mine who grew up at Hepzibah, and now they work. One's a fireman. I know them. And maybe if your teacher wants to, when I get home, I can bring some of those kids to meet you. They're older now. And one of the guys grew up and went to college, and he works at Hepzibah. And one of the guys is a chef. And so there's people around that you might even know that have been in foster care or grew up to Hepzibah. So if you want to, I can bring some adults over that live there.
We would love that.
My teacher said yes.
I would love. They can tell you what it was like and how they felt. And they would be, really would love to come over and talk to you about it. And I bet one of the things you want to know is, what can you guys do?
Yeah, that's a later on question.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead. What's your next question?
Why is Hepzibah also known as Home of Heart?
Home with a Heart.
Home with a Heart?
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what the kids call us. The kids always say that we help them heal their hearts. Their hearts get better. When they come in, they're very sad, and they miss their mom and dad, and they sometimes their mom and dad have died, or a lot of times, not a lot, but quite a few times, kids are here because their mom or dad killed their younger brother or sister. So kids are really sad. And so after they spend a couple months or a year at Hepzibah, they begin to feel better. So the kids always call it a home with a heart.
So I'm kind of like getting the feeling that like Hepzibah is like one big family, kind of.
Yeah, that's good. I think that's the way it feels.
Yeah, because like,
and I think that's why so many of the kids still contact me and talk to me, because it feels like a family. And you know, after kids get older, and once you're 18 or 21 and you're not in the state system anymore, a lot of kids come back and visit. A lot of kids come back and visit and talk about everything they learned at Hepzibah. Mm-hmm. What kind of kids do you, when you think of a kid from Hepzibah, what do you think they'd look like?
Just a normal kid, maybe a kid that has special needs, like a kid like us, or maybe it's a kid like with special needs.
I think some kids look a little different from the other, because like you said in the beginning, how some parents let their kid on fire and stuff. I think some of them look a little different and some of them don't.
I can't really answer that question because I've seen all of them, but I remember some of them, and they're normally really, really nice. They're really, really funny, and they look like a normal person, and they fit in amazingly. And that's, if I didn't even know they went to Hepzibah, I would probably be their best friend.
Yes, they're very nice kids. Mm-hmm. And
I think they're completely normal, just like us, do regular things, and they're just like us.
They might be, except that they probably get more emotional when things happen to them.
Yeah.
You know, like if you're someplace, and like if you're over at Thatcher Woods and you see a dead animal, that would really upset them. I know it would upset all of you, but, or if you hear that somebody's been hurt, or it really, it affects them because they've lost so many people in their lives. You know, they've lost their mom and they've lost their dad. Just everybody think for a minute what it would be like not to have family. And that hurts, doesn't it?
Yeah.
That makes you feel bad. Yeah. And so, that's why sometimes they react a little bit more emotionally to things. But you're right. They look just like you. They act like you. They can be funny. They can get in trouble. They can. Most of them also, they have not gone to school. So one of my biggest priorities at Hepzibah, only 37% of foster kids graduate from high school. Now, so we really worked hard to do educational things with them. Every day after school, we have a group of homework helpers that come in and help the kids do their homework, because they really are not as caught up to school as you are. So they really need extra help. They go to regular school now. They didn't used to, but now they all go to the regular community school, and we work really hard with them to learn, you know, their alphabet and numbers. And so they're probably not as good as you are in school, but they're getting better. They're getting better. Because all of our kids graduate from high school, and we started a college fund to help them get to college, too. And we taught them how to learn during the summer. We go to Dominican University, and we do cooking there, and we do the reading academy. We have to do a lot of extra things to help them educationally.
Why did you decide to work at Hexaba?
In 1977, I moved to Oak Park and River Forest, and I worked for the city of Chicago, and I had a son, and I wanted to work closer to home, and so there was a job at Hepzibah. I had no idea what Hepzibah was. I had no idea what they did, but I totally fell in love with the whole idea when I walked in the front door, and the board hired me, and I stayed there and worked for 40 years.
Wow, that's a long time.
It was a long time, and I loved it. And we could do all sorts of fun things. Like, one day a boy said to me, why don't we have a rodeo? So we did. We got some horses. So it was just fun to just let kids do some things that they want to do but would never have had the chance to do. We really depended on people giving us things. Now, this sounds kind of weird, but we really depend a lot on raising money and things for the kids could use. Like, most of the kids didn't come with shoes because most of the kids come to us from a hospital. And when you get in an ambulance to go to the hospital, they take your shoes off. And when you get to the hospital, you don't get your shoes back. So a lot of kids came to us right out of the hospital, and they didn't have any shoes. So Ron Fox, who owns the Carlton Hotel, he had a shoe store on North Boulevard. So he gave every child that came to us, they could go to the shoe shop and get new shoes. And now there's a store called Lively on Oak Park Avenue. Have any of you been there?
Yes.
Lively, they now give every child a new pair of shoes. So a new kid that comes to us can walk into Lively and pick out a pair of shoes. Now that's really exciting for kids. So we depend on people doing nice things for the kids that then we don't have to pay for it. They donate to Hepzibah. And so they donate what they know how to do. They teach the kids how. We have a guy that knows how to grow worms. He shows the kids how to grow. So every talent you have, you can share.
I have a question. Why do the people in the ambulance take off the child's shoes?
I think that it's just a procedure, because they take off adult shoes, too. They just take off your shoes, I think, before you get in, so in case you kick or something, or maybe it's just more comfortable. I don't know the answer to that, but they always have done that. And so our kids a lot of times come in slippers. I'll have to ask that. I don't know the answer to that. If you had a mom and dad in the ambulance with you, they would take your shoes, right? Mm-hmm. But these kids don't have anybody with them in the ambulance.
So, no, wait, it's not my question. So we have an app, and it's called Mood Monsters Yoga Workshop. We're working on it. And so it's where you pick a mood, and then it shows you some yoga poses. Do you think that might help the kids at Hexaba?
Yeah, absolutely. What a fabulous idea.
Mm-hmm. That's the
That would be definitely be helpful.
Okay, so next question. Are there other
organizations
that help kids
like
in our community?
Are there any other organizations?
Yeah.
Okay, well, there are no other organizations in the state of Illinois that take young kids in like Hepzibah does. So we get kids from all over the state.
Okay.
That's all.
We get kids from all over the state of Illinois that come there. And it can be hard sometimes to get your child into Hepzibah because we're the only program like it. There are other programs that help children, like there are other foster care agencies that put kids in foster care, and there's other agencies like after school programs, and then you have the Boy Scouts and the Girl Scouts, and you have a homeless program for homeless people, and sometimes they have kids with them. But for kids who have no one to take care of them, to live in a group setting, for young kids, the answer would be no. There's no program that does exactly what Hepzibah does in the community. So the other good thing about Hepzibah is that, for instance, there were two boys in River Forest whose parents couldn't take care of them, and they came to me that afternoon, and by that night, I got them a family in River Forest to take care of them so they could go back to school the next day. So they didn't have to miss out on anything. So the good thing about Hepzibah is that if something does happen to your family and they can't take care of you, you can still stay with your friends and your school. You get it?
Yeah.
You can still stay. So the next day you would still see Mrs. Burns. You wouldn't have to be starting some other school. You could just stay where you are. And that's a really big help. Now, I know, okay, I don't know if this is a question, but would you like to know some of the things you might do to help? Okay, so if you were thinking about ways that you could help the Hepzibah kids, I think the yoga is that website or that app would be fabulous for us to get to know. We do have a yoga teacher that comes in on Sunday morning to help the kids, but if they had something like that. The other thing would be just be kind to everyone, because you know what? We don't know what other people are going through, do we? We don't know what happened to someone at breakfast that day or whether a dad is having a problem. So I think the biggest thing I learned from Hepzibah was just to be kind and to be loving to people, because we don't know what's going on with them. And sometimes if someone's mean to you, you know, they're just having a bad day. It doesn't mean, so that I think is to be kind to everyone. And the other thing is, like, sometimes if you guys have birthday parties and you get a lot of stuff, you might decide that you'd like to give one of those presents to one of the kids that lives at Hepzibah. So our kids love presents, new things, and even at Christmas time, we could give you a list of, like, what does, you know, I don't want to say Harrison want, but what does John want? What does he want for Christmas? And your class might be the ones that could get some extra things for them. So we can always use donations like that, extra socks or, you know, things that you have that you might want to give.
Maybe we can raise money with our app for Hepzibah.
Yeah, that would be great. That would be great. Or you're in third grade. You're not old enough yet to volunteer by yourself. When you get to high school, you should go over there so you could volunteer. You could go over there and you could get a little brother or a little sister to work with. But, yeah, raising money. But the best thing to do would be to think about something that they might want and raise money for that. Or I don't know what projects they're working on now, but anything you like you know, we've got third graders over there. So if there's something that you guys like or you think you need, it's always good. Now, we have the United Women's Club, and they give us all our school supplies, you know, backpacks and stuff. Because, you know, kids like their new backpacks. Don't you guys like new backpacks?
Yeah.
When you start school. So the Women's Guild does that. So they're just like you guys. Anything that you think you might like, or someone gives you something and you say, gee, I already have that, maybe I'll give the extra one to a kid at Hepzibah. And I will come over when I get home and meet with you and introduce you to some of the kids, and they can tell you, too, what they want. But the main thing is, I'm telling you guys, the main thing is just to be kind to one another. Because you never know what... Everybody's always surprised that there's kids from River Forest and Oak Park and Melrose Park that need foster care. So you just don't know how much your love can do to someone else. So be kind. Be kind, everybody.
Okay. We have one last question.
What should kids do their home life is bad and they need help?
What should kids do if their friends need help?
No, if their home life is bad and they need help.
I didn't understand. Who needs help?
So what should a kid do if their home life is bad with their parents and they need help?
Okay, they need to go right to their teacher. I'm sorry, Mrs. Burns is probably right there. But you need to talk to somebody.
Okay.
You need to talk to your teacher, the principal, the school counselor. There's policemen that can help you. But you need to reach out to an adult. Now, if the kid at home is being abused, like hit or... we had two boys that were kept in a closet when they got home. They were just put in a closet. Isn't that sad?
Yeah.
And they need to talk to somebody. They need to find somebody that they can talk to, an adult. And the adult, if it's serious, the adult needs to call DCFS. And the DCFS worker will come out and take a look at the family and talk to them. And if it's really serious, then the DCFS worker, that means the Department of Children and Family Services, has to take the child away. Now, a mother or father can give the child. The third day I was at Hepzibah, somebody gave me a baby that was just born and said she just couldn't take it. She couldn't take care of her baby. She was afraid to be a mom. And now that girl's doing very well. But so you have to talk to an adult. You have to go to somebody that can help you out. And if they think it's serious, then they need to call DCFS. And you need to encourage any of your friends who you think are they're getting hurt at home, they need to talk to their teacher. Because the teacher is trained in what to do.
What if the parents, like you just said, what if they didn't know what to do with their child? Like, they weren't raised like they knew. They just didn't know what to do.
Well, then, what we do then is there's training for parents. There's a school for parents, and we teach that at Hepzibah. It goes on every Wednesday afternoon and Wednesday night, and the kids stay home. And we work with the parents. That's called in-home work. And we have about 100 cases where the parents say, oh, I didn't know I shouldn't do that. And so then we train the parents to do a better job. Okay. And that's a good question because many parents just need some help. They don't need you to be mean. They don't need you to take the child away. And so the first thing we always do is talk with the parents and see if they just need some help. And so we do what's called parent training, and we help a parent. Because sometimes, you know, parents love their kids. There's no doubt about that. But sometimes they just don't know how to take care of them. And so we do parent training, and then we send a worker into their house and meet with them once a week, and then we send them to parent school, and then we talk to the child every week to make sure things are getting better. And most of the time, they do get better with that kind of training. But that's the kind of thing that a parent needs help with. And again, that's a service that's offered for free by the state. The parent doesn't have to pay. The parent just goes to training, and then we make sure that the child is safe. Like, you know, one time a parent had a certain religion and would only feed the child something, and the child kept getting skinnier and skinnier, and the parents just didn't know any better. They weren't trying to hurt the child. They just didn't know that they shouldn't be doing that. And sometimes a parent gets mad, and they hit their kid. Well, that happens sometimes, and that the parent needs a little bit of training about what else to do when they get mad. But that doesn't mean the child has to leave the house. That means the parent needs to get in better control. So there are your teachers and there's workers out there that can decide that. They'll help the child.
Okay.
Because all of us can get, you know, get mad.
Okay. Thank you so much to our special guest, Marianne Brown. Please make sure you tune in to chat with Mrs. Burns, third grade, next week. And subscribe to our podcast in iTunes and Apple Podcasts.
Okay. I really appreciate your calling on me to do this. I think it's a really great idea. And thank you very much. And I will be in touch with you about meeting some of my kids. Would you like to?
Yes.
Okay, that's it.
Bye.
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 Thank you.
How can you help children in need?